when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group. Gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined it.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
Well, here is our first half. We're going to have a five-day show. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. But I'm in the process of preparing for the talk we're giving in June, on June 2nd and 3rd, at the Conspiracy Conference in Santa Clara at the Marriott Hotel there. We usually go every year. We have for many years. And occasionally we'll get invited to talk, and we were invited to talk this time on a subject I've never really given a major talk on. And I've talked on lots of subjects, but Agenda 21, well, I've always let somebody else talk on that. And yet I was specifically asked to discuss it, that the more you look into it, the more incredible this is. Here is the major driving agenda for the 21st century. That's what Agenda 21 means, the agenda for the 21st century. Laid out by the elite group that runs the world, and of course coordinated by through the Brotherhood of Darkness and their myriad of organizations. They're not just one organization, but a myriad of organizations that dominate what's going on today. And so the Agenda 21 is an incredible, incredible program. And I put together a little little rhyme about, you know, they're poisoning the water, they're poisoning the air, they're poisoning the children, but few people care. They're poisoning the bark, they're poisoning the trees, and I don't have it all memorized yet, but they're poisoning the bark, and they're poisoning the trees, and simply they're poisoning the every aspect of our society, and yet people are totally oblivious of what's going on today. They are simply giving us all sorts of faulty medications. They are intentionally destroying the infrastructure of our society. They plan on deindustrializing America. They've already agreed to the fact that by the year 2050, we'll cut back 80% on carbon emissions. Well, then where's the electricity coming from? It's not coming from any place. We're not going to have electricity. It's sort of like it is in Zimbabwe today. And there, they certainly do not have, occasional brownouts and blackouts. They have occasional electricity. And they've lowered the living standard. They've taken a first world nation, reduced it to third nation, world nation status. And it was done intentionally, just as an experiment to see how they could destroy a first world nation. This was done under the direct auspices and with the financing of your government. Henry Kissinger had promised them if they'd just put Mugabe in, why we would be there, the sanctions against the country would be lifted, and everybody would live happily ever after. And the stupid people of Zimbabwe, both black and white, believed Henry Kissinger. They weren't going to try to, solve the problems of the country, which have been produced by our State Department by putting ruthless sanctions on them. So they couldn't sell their products, so they couldn't get things from other countries, they couldn't get gasoline or medicine. We wanted to see how we could destroy the country, and we have. There are no sanitation facilities, or very few of them. They have occasional water, they have occasional electricity, and the crops are failing, and of course the military and the police and the government officials live in luxury. And the people are totally impoverished. Disease is rampant. There's famine. Half the country is left. Imagine when they do that to America and half of our people flee because there are no jobs, there's no electricity, there's no water. And people say, why, that's ridiculous. That could never happen in America. But the same people are in charge. There are the same people in charge in Zimbabwe. We're in charge here. We were doing everything we can to put pressure on Mugabe to act irrationally. No, we're not. We could put the sanctions on Mugabe that we put on Ian Smith and just cut them off. We have to let them mine their diamonds. After all, there'd be chaos if they didn't have that source of income. Why we couldn't put sanctions on them. In fact, we have to give them money all the time to finance their military, to finance their police, so they can keep stamping on the people there and crush them. The whole idea is, of course, what's going on in Zimbabwe, which was described in George Orwell's 1984, a boot stamping on a human face, a boot stamping on a human face. Forever. And that's what's going on in Zimbabwe today with your tax money. But don't you worry. Of course, what goes around comes around, and that's exactly what they're planning for America. As we move it, they're tearing out the dams, so we won't have hydroelectric power. Well, that's madness. No, it's part of a plan. They're doing everything they can to discourage us about the use of nuclear energy. Very cheap, very efficient, and we haven't had a new nuclear plant for 30 years. We're not going to have any more, and they're going to destroy those and dismantle those we have. We're going to limit the use of coal to produce electricity and of natural gas and of oil, and then we won't have any electricity to worry about. We won't have to worry about rolling blackouts. We only have to worry about occasional electricity. Rolling electricity. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Agenda 21 is the master plan for the 21st century. A is the agonizing transformation of America as we destroy the infrastructure and impoverish the people. G-A-G is for the genocide they're planning. They're already killing our people. They're poisoning our children. They're poisoning our elderly. Alzheimer's disease and cancer on the rise. Why would that be? Well, give us a call, 877-254-7524. I don't want to do a monologue. I want to talk about what you want to talk about. Give us a call.
Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and it's open lines, so I want you to give us a call at 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, but I'd love to hear from you, I'd love to hear what you think about what's going on in the world today. But there is a plan, there's an organized plan to destroy society in America as we know it. Not accidental, but very, very intentional, and but they're doing it very, very subtly. I mean, they are poisoning our food. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they know aspartame was designed as a biological warfare agent. It breaks down into a formaldehyde, a methanol, poisons our people. I said it leads to pathological obesity. It alters reproductive status. Women, so many of our young couples are having real difficulty with pregnancy. It decreases the female reproduction. It lowers the male sperm count. All of this is determined by science. The people in the FDA know exactly what they're doing. But those who are honest are simply crushed. They're not allowed to speak out. If they do, they know not only their job and retirement, but their very lives are in danger. This is not imaginary. This is real. They know, of course, that the aspartame reduces attention deficit disorder in children. They know that it produces cancer, and it produces cancers in the brains of adolescent rats, and certainly produces cancer in the brains of children. There's no question. Putting it into food, it's in 6,000 food items in America, it violates the laws of our land, but they don't care about the law of our land. They want to poison our children. When you understand that, it all begins to make sense. And, of course, it disrupts the endocrine system. And we have this wonderful book by Dr. Robert Aspartame, The Forgotten Epidemic. We have, of course, the great new DVD by Betty Martini on aspartame, the talk she gave at our conference. And then, of course, we have the DVDs on Sweet Remedy and Sweet Memory and a couple of four-tape sets and several books on it, one by Russell Blaylock, two by Dr. Roberts. You need to get it. You need to understand they're poisoning our food intentionally with aspartame. It's in 6,000 items. For 15 years, the FDA tried to keep it out of the food chain until they fired everybody in the FDA who had the audacity to stand up against this plan to poison America. Why do they put bisphenol in the plastics? And it's been outlawed in most other countries. We most recently in Canada and in Europe, but the FDA just can't find Any definite proof it's harmful. We can't absolutely prove it's harmful, so we're going to continue using it. It's in the plastics, bottles that are used for the milk that's given to our children. And, of course, what it is, it releases estrogens. And if you heat up the bottle and the milk, or the milk in the plastic bottle that they give our kids, our little boys get a good dose of estrogen, which is one reason why so many of our boys are effeminate and have difficulty with sexual identity. It predisposes to cancer of the breast in girls. They know all of these things. The studies are there. Bisphenol, most people don't even know what it's all about, are the coloring that goes into so many of our products, the brown coloring in Coca-Cola and Pepsi. It contains mercury. It always has. And yet, of course, they use it. Mercury, deadly poison. And, of course, the coloring people use in their hair and their lipsticks and the cosmetics and the odors, the artificial odors we have, all of these are deadly. Very few of them are safe. Certainly the pesticides, the insecticides, they're poisoning the bees. The bee colonies are dying off. And this is going to profoundly affect our vegetables and our fruits, which need bees. They know what they're doing. Other countries have outlawed the bear product, the bear insecticides is poisoning the bees. And yet, of course, we're poisoning the bee population here. So we'll have famine down the line. And of course, they know that they're drinking large quantities of milk that comes from cows that's been treated over the recombinant bovine growth hormone. Increases the incidence of cancer of the prostate and cancer of the breast. They know all of these things. But of course, they will not allow the public to know and will not allow us to know whether or not the milk we're getting comes from cows that have been treated with recombinant bovine growth hormone. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We really would love to hear from you. Of course, we know that the soy products we use are totally different than the soy products which are widely used in the Orient. There, of course, they're aged. They've been transformed, certainly, through aging and other methods, so that they're safe. But large quantities of soy predispose to cancer. They predispose to all sorts of systemic diseases that are afflicting the American people. We have a great four-tape set on soy. It's available through my ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a book on soy. You need to read it to find out just another means they're using to poison the American people. And certainly the fluoride that's in the drinking water, that's a subject just by itself. It lowers fertility, lowers intelligence. And of course, one reason why so many of our young people have problems with getting to school and why they have difficulty competing when they get out of school is we've simply poisoned their brains, not only with the fluoride, but of course, when you put hydroflow salicylic acid into the water supply, and that's what most of the water fluoridation is done from. It's done by adding sodium fluoride. But adding hydroflow salicylic acid, we get it from China. The Chinese, of course, don't want to dispose of it over there. It's a breakdown product that comes from creating fertilizers. They get it by actually scrubbing the chimneys of the plants where the fertilizers are produced. So the Chinese are exporting it to us, and we're putting it because they don't want to dispose of it. So they put it in the drinking water in America, and it increases the level of lead in our blood, and it doubles it in whites, but it increases it six times in blacks because of some genetic difference. And, of course, you can correlate the use of hydroflow salicylic acid in the water supply with criminal activity among the blacks because, of course, the lead leads to some sort of is not a true encephalitis, but lead altering of the brain and crystal lead that leads to rage and criminal activity, which is why in America today, among young black men, one in every three between 21 and 31 is in prison, probation, or parole, and we associate criminal activity with blacks, as well we should. We're poisoning them to bring it on, and they know what they're doing. And where's the outcry from Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and, of course, the black racists who, incidentally, Jesse Jackson's a Prince Hall Mason, very high up in black masonry, and, of course, this is a satanic organization, and it is the satanic influence with the leadership of the blacks that's allowing them to poison the black people in America with no sense of outrage. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We're talking about how they're poisoning our food with aspartame, with bisphenol, with the coloring added to our food products, or the odors and pesticides, insecticides, how they're poisoning our food, with soy products, and they're poisoning our milk, and of course the fish increasingly has high levels of mercury, but it also has high levels of aluminum, because they're poisoning the air with their, of course, their geoengineering, their chemtrails and their contrails, and high levels of aluminum. They're using aluminum, and it's getting into the water, it's getting into the trees, it's getting into the plants, it's getting into the soils, it's getting into the whales, and its level of aluminum in the blubber of whales has increased 2,000%. And if you haven't heard this wonderful new DVD we have with Rosalind Peterson, that's Rosalind Peterson. It's called Geoengineering. You need to get that DVD. You need to copy the DVD. You need to help us get the information, that DVD, out. Our telephone number, 1-800-1-877-254-7524. It's open lines, and you're supposed to be calling in here, not having me simply do a monologue. But, of course, what's going on today, because the GMO products, other countries don't allow GMO products. We're not even allowed here to know that they're poisoning us with GMO products, that affect the metabolism of our bodies, that affect all, or the immune system, that increase the incidence of cancer. They know all of these things. Why are GMO products all right to use in America, but not all right to use in Europe? And because they will not allow them in other countries, because they're poisoning the American people. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, that they want to destroy America. It's all part and parcel of Agenda 21, the master plan. And you don't have to take my word for it. You can read the Agenda 21. We offer it through my ministry. You can purchase it from us, but if you're on the Internet, you can pull it down off the Internet. You need to read the Earth Charter, written by Gorbachev, Marie Strong, and Stephen Rockefeller. Stephen Rockefeller, the son of Nelson Rockefeller. This family, this part of the leaders of the secret cabal that control our nation. And David Rockefeller readily admits to the fact that he is part of a secret cabal. On page 405 of his book, Memoirs, which you can purchase from Radio Liberty, and the fact that most people don't understand that would find it impossible to believe. And I tell them, David Rockefeller admits he is part of a secret cabal, and he's proud of it. And you can read his own words in his own writings, in his own memoirs, on page 205, where he said, "Some even believe my family and I are part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of America, conspiring with others to
to bring about a more integrated global economic and political system. And if that is the charge, I plead guilty. I am proud of it. I am an internationalist. Those are his words. If that's true, why doesn't everybody hear them? Well, actually, Glenn Beck did put them out one time shortly before he was fired by Fox. And, of course, you must understand that if you are in the media and you tell the truth, unless you are on an alternative system station such as this one, or you pay for your time, which I do through my Radio Liberty Ministry, why, of course, the people don't know, but the people are beginning to wake up, but we're in a race against time. Because as they implement Agenda 21, we move ever closer to what is being increasingly referred to as the Hunger Game. This new video, this new movie that's out, you need to see it, you need to understand what lies ahead. It's a warning, and they don't mind putting that out, because they know you won't believe. Our number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. I want to hear from you. Great.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. The people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. It's open line. So don't know if it's prepared. So, fortunately, somebody's calling in. And if you're out there, 877-254-7524. But who do we have on the line?
Dr. Stan, my name is Ed.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
What can we do for you? What would you like to talk about?
Well, let's talk about Masato a little bit. They're saying that the food is very good for the public, but why are they not showing it on their labels on their food? Because they're right now in court, they're fighting that they don't want to put labels on their products saying that it has GMOs, but at the same time, they're promoting the food that is so good for you. And right now, about 90% of the soybeans are GMOs and corn are GMOs. So when people go to the store, they're thinking that they're buying organic or healthy products, but they contain GMO products, but they don't know the facts. And right now in Argentina, the farmers are suing Monsanto because they knowingly put pesticides and spicides on their tobacco. And right now what they're saying is that they're having devastating birth defects over there. So hopefully the Argentinians will kick them out, and hopefully Monsanto will just disappear because they're a parasite to us and they're causing a lot of problems for the public, you know?
Well, basically, Chris, what's happening in Argentina is they're using Roundup. They've been using the Roundup down there on the tobacco. And, of course, Roundup is extremely toxic. It's used extensively in America. We're finding increasingly examples of it in the urine and blood of Americans. And they're simply poisoning us with Roundup. And, of course, they can do this because they've developed these genetically modified foods that can be sprayed with Roundup and it won't kill them. Before Roundup would not only kill the weeds, but if you sprayed it on the plants, it would kill the plants. Now you can spray it on the corn, and of course it doesn't hurt the corn at all. Every kernel of corn, every leaf on the corn plant, it's all resistant to Roundup because it's been genetically modified. But this also attacks the human being, and those genes attack us. They attack our bodies. They attack our kidneys. And, of course, it's poisoning our people, and it's poisoning the people in Argentina, the poor tobacco farmers down there who are actually suing Monsanto in Argentina. And, of course, Monsanto's threatening to bankrupt Argentina. They're one of the biggest corporations in the world. But they're all part of this Agenda 21 Brotherhood of Darkness. They're part of this little group, along with Bill Gates and the Rockefellers and the other elitists, probably owned by them, who've established the Doomsday Seed Bank just 800 miles from the North Pole, where they're actually storing good seeds, good seeds. So they will have seeds to use after they've destroyed humanity when they start in all over again. They're planning ahead, and under armed guard, 800 miles from the North Pole, they're storing seeds so they can start in over again. These people are criminals. They should be put in prison. And we need to get the information out, and I'm glad you're concerned and helping us to get it out.
Exactly, and I don't know how Monsanto could muscle their way in and promote GMOs knowingly. I'm sure they know, because they're real smart people, that it causes damages to our body. But I'm sure they lobby Congress or lobby the government to do it. But something has to be done, because I try to eat organic, you know, drink water. I don't drink no soda. I have healthy food. So I'm 29 years old. I'm in good health right now. I haven't been to the doctors in years, but I'm in good health. But I'm just amazed when I see people buy corn products or buy food that I know that are GMOs. And I talk to some people, but they don't listen to me. So it just, hopefully something will happen soon to Monsanto and just get them out.
And I respect you, what you're doing, and what you're doing is absolutely right. But remember, it's not simply the genetically modified food and the aspartame and the bisphenols. You can avoid those things, but there's no way to avoid the fact that they're intentionally contaminating the air with their chemtrails and with their contrails and with their the releasing of large amounts of aluminum in the atmosphere, so they can poison the soil, and they can poison the water, and they can poison the fish. and they poison the animals that we eat, and they poison the air that we breathe, and they're poisoning our children, and they know what they're doing. And nobody wants to talk about chemtrails. Well, certainly some people believe it, but most people find it so impossible to believe. And if I hadn't actually seen and touched this material, I would find it impossible, very difficult to believe. It took me 7 years to convince myself that this is real, but it is. And the spraying is just part of it. They're poisoning the air, they're poisoning the food, they're poisoning the water, they're poisoning the children, they're poisoning the drugs, they're poisoning every aspect of what's going on. And that's all part of Agenda 21. Help us get the information out and just keep talking to everybody you meet. Tell them about the chemtrails. Tell them about the aspartame. We've got the documentation. Get it for nothing from our website. And we have great talks we've given that you can watch on our website for nothing. If you're in a position to purchase a DVD, you're welcome to copy it and distribute it with our blessing. Help us get the information out. They're poisoning the children. They know what they're doing. They're destroying the lives of our children before they ever get started. They are evil and wicked people. Until we understand that, it doesn't make any sense. Anything else?
Yes, and the other thing is that I read about a week ago, the Department of Homeland Security purchased 450 million rounds of ammunition, and these were hollow rounds, I believe. Why would they purchase hollow rounds right now? And then they're in contract again to purchase another 175 million rounds. You know, what are they going to do with these rounds?
Is they're going to use them on the people.
Us? Or
they're
target practice?
Use them
or
us. Yeah, these are wicked people. They intend a dictatorship. These people are traitors. They're treasonous. This whole thing is a subversive plan. And we need to expose it for what it is. When was the last time you heard anybody refer to the people involved in these movements like Agenda 21 as subversives? No one has the courage to say it, but they are guilty of subversion. They are guilty of treason. They swear to uphold our Constitution, and they hate the Constitution. They hate humanity. And until we understand that they're whole philosophy is built upon the hatred of humanity because God created it, and it's really a hatred of God. That's the problem, and that's what's being taught in our schools, and yes, even in many of our churches today, although much more subtle, because they're worshiping a different God. And the church growth movement headed by Sidney Rick Warren and the others is teaching an entirely different philosophy. They change the music and the message of our church. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Severe weather season is just around the corner, and the Colorado Broadcasters Association, in cooperation with the National Weather Service, is conducting statewide emergency alert system tests on Tuesday, April the 17th, between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. This statewide test allows Colorado's radio and television stations to confirm that their equipment is working properly before we get into severe weather seasons. To learn more about the April 17th statewide emergency alert system test, visit coloradobroadcasters.org.
Well, this is Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Is our caller still with us?
Yes, Dr. Stan.
Go right ahead, then.
And then the other thing, I think last week, Ben Bernanke told Congress that we are closer to the brink of collapse than we think. And this is straight from the horse's mouth. Basically, what he's saying is, it'll be over pretty soon. So, and of course, this is not on the news or anywhere in the mainstream media. But just listen to what he said. He said, we are closer to the brink of collapse than we think. And this is what he told Congress. And of course, we are, because we're in debt and we will never pay it back. So sooner or later, nobody's going to lend us money. As you said before, 61% of all the debt is purchased by the Federal Reserve, which tells you that nobody else is buying our debt or our bonds. So, and then we've got the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, moving away from the dollar. So this should tell you something is about to go down within years or maybe sooner than that.
Well, you're absolutely right. And basically, one of the best things I have read is on John Williams' website. That's shadowstats.com. You can go to your computer and simply type in shadowstats or John Williams. And he has a treatise on hyperinflation. He's been writing it every year. And basically, this is for the people who subscribe to his publication. But initially, I'd seen this updated report on the danger of hyperinflation, but I couldn't pull it down because I don't subscribe to his newsletter, but now it's available. So go there. It's called Hyperinflation January 2012. Well worthwhile, about 100 pages. Well worthwhile pulling down and reading, and he simply points out the truth. They're lying to us. As far as the debt, they tell us our national debt is about $15.5 trillion. Whereas if you use the general accounting, the general accepted accounting principles, that's known as GAAP, G-A-A-P, general accepted accounting principles, which we require for private corporations and private pension funds to use. The real national debt is $81 trillion and will never be paid off. And certainly nobody wants to say it, but Social Security, there's no way to pay Social Security benefits. Not only have we stolen and spent the money from the Social Security plan, and it's pay-as-you-go, but now we're facing 79 million people retiring over the next 19 years, and there's no way that this will last any more than Medicare will last, and the Obama health care system is built upon rationing access to health care and killing the elderly. And somebody has to have the courage to say what needs to be said. Certainly, Ron Paul has talked about, transferring responsibility back to the states and giving them block grants. And that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have a two-tier health system. Temporarily, we're going to have to give the elderly who can afford to buy health care insurance some sort of a voucher to buy health insurance. And those who cannot purchase health insurance are going to simply have to be go on to the a system as we had back in 1960 when I first became a doctor, where we took care of the people at county hospitals in the local community, and nobody died. Today, they're planning on killing people. In fact, they are killing people. They're releasing all sorts of medicine they know will kill people. They released Vioxx, which is an anti-inflammatory medication. They knew it would kill people. And it killed somewhere between 60 and 160 thousand people in the United States. Vioxx. You can read about it by website of radioliberty.com. Simply type in Radio Liberty, Vioxx, or Radio Liberty, Dr. Donald Graham, and read the story. They kill those people knowingly and intentionally, and nobody has ever been held responsible. How, if you kill one person, why, of course, it's a tremendous furor. You kill 1,000 people, so what? You kill 100,000 people. Some people think 160,000 people died from Vioxx. It becomes a statistic. Help us get the truth out. We're going to have to face reality. And the only man out there who's telling the truth, in my estimation, is Congressman Ron Paul. The whole idea of the Obama health care system is to kill off the elderly. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. Is our caller still there?
Yes, Dr. Stan.
Go right ahead.
And then with the Obamacare, if it passes, they did also a study where it's going to add another $13 trillion in the future. I believe Obama was saying that it's going to add on $900 billion, which is way off base. You know, and then with inflation, Bernanke said it was 2%, but when you do the inflation rating on the old system, it's actually, I think, 10% or just a little bit over 10%. And what gets me is that they don't add fuel and then commodity prices onto the inflation calculation. So that's a big lie. And there's one thing I want to say. There's no saying. It goes, people don't want to hear the truth, because it will destroy their illusion. And that's what I'm thinking right now with the people. They don't want to hear the real truth because it will destroy their utopia lifestyle, or they don't want to hear the real truth, you know?
Our job is to tell them whether they want to hear or not and ask them what they're going to do when the system collapses and we begin playing the hunger game. Just ask them that. Get them to see the movie. And the movie gets... a totally evil movie. Well, we could use it for my advantage. Well, we'll be back in just a moment. God bless you. Thanks so much for calling. And you're absolutely right in all of your experience.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
CINN stations in ALT salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in ALT, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and quite frankly, we need your help to maintain the 70 stations or outlets that we have every single week where we reach people and tell them the truth. And, of course, certainly we have other people out there, Joyce, Alex Jones, Chuck, Chris Meyer, Butch Paul, down the line, John Leffler. Lots of people are doing it, getting the information out. We like to think that we have a little better method of doing it, but certainly I think that the others are all effective, each one of us stressing different things. But in the final analysis, bringing an awareness which just has not existed before. So if you are in a position to help, please give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help us financially, then we ask you certainly to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because, ladies and gentlemen, they kill people. I mean, you remember Gary Webb, who had written about the CIA and drugs, and he committed suicide by shooting himself in the head twice to make sure he was dead. Mr. Breitbart, who was about to release information on Obama, you know, he had these videos about Obama and his communist affiliations, and just the day before he was going to release them, he ups and dies. What are the chances that that would happen accidentally? There was a gentleman who was in building number 7 there at the World Trade Center, and he was there that morning of the attack, and of course there were all sorts of explosions in the building. They came up with a report on what happened in the World Trade Center. They didn't include Building 7. They didn't release that report until 2009, and this fellow had actually been speaking out and pointing out that there were all sorts of explosions in Building 7 before the building came down. Just 2 days before the report came out, he died. And certainly a fellow named Jason Berman, who put out Loose Chains, hired a private detective to find out why the fellow died. And the following day, the private detective returned the defender and said, "Never contact me again. I will not tell you what I found out. This is a case for the police, do not contact me." And, what are the chances that just 2 days before that portrait bill released, why this fellow just ups and dies? I've had so many of the people that I have interviewed be killed. Colonel Tom McKinney has talked about, of course, how he and Pat Patriciana investigated the drugs at Mita Airport, and three of the people who were that they were working with were killed. We're not talking about imaginary things. We're talking about real things in America. We have a wonderful 4-CD set. It's called Deadly Assassins. Deadly Assassins. You can get it from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. We actually interview 2 CIA assassins. Their job, to kill American people. And who is ever held responsible? No one. When was the last time anyone was charged and tried with killing Americans? For the government? It doesn't happen. Most people don't believe it could. Deadly Assassins, I'm telephone number 1-800-544-897. Until tomorrow at the same time. May the Lord be with you.
And the Lord. Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23.